It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Marissa joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, sister?
Okay, so I need your advice. Am I wrong? So I work for this company. I don't want to say what company, but I have a coworker that I'm really close to named Will.
Uh-huh.
And we go to lunch every day. We gossip. We always hang out at each other's desk. I go to his office, and we're always just, like, hang out. We're completely platonic. And all of a sudden, now he doesn't want to hang out. He's like, we have to be strictly professional, and he doesn't even try to talk to me at all. And it's because of the whole Matt Lauer thing recently. He's like, you know, we have to, like, be professional, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want it to cost my job. And I'm like, we're just hanging out. We're just gossiping. We're just, like, being friends.
Right. So because of what happened to Matt Lauer, he doesn't want to hang out with you anymore because he's afraid it's going to happen to him too?
Yeah, but it's not like...
Is he on TV?
No.
Oh, has he ever given you a sex toy?
No.
Did he ever come on to you at the Olympic Games?
He's never come on to me in any way. He's just my friend.
Maybe it's like an excuse because he's into you.
Well, I would think that he would want to hang out with her.
Right, but maybe he's just like, I can't be into you. You know, like trying to not let himself because you work together and he doesn't want to be involved in anything like that. You know, like the Matt Lauer thing he said.
Maybe he just doesn't want to lose his job. All right, let's call, what's his name?
Will.
All right, let's call Will and find out what's going on with him.
Hello?
Will.
Yeah.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, excellent news. That's good to hear.
Who is this?
Will, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Yeah, what is going on?
We host the morning show on 95.1 WAPE, and we have a coworker of yours, Marissa, on the phone.
Hi, Will.
No. Okay, wait. I'm confused. I'm...
Yeah. No, I can tell.
Yeah.
Marissa called us up. She's upset because you don't hang out with her anymore, and she said you guys used to be really close.
Okay, all right. I was totally... I thought this was, like, a different person and not radio. Marissa... I know Marissa from work. Yeah, no, you can't hang out with girls at work anymore. That's all.
Why can't you hang out
so
with...
so nervous?
Yeah. What happened, dude?
I know.
Well, what happened, man? Look at the news. Look, I don't want to lose my job. So the way things are now, Marissa's a nice girl and everything, but it's better that we just do our jobs and that's it.
Right, right. But have you done anything inappropriate with Marissa or said anything inappropriate?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, it does. You're capable of being friends with a woman. You can be friends with her. You just don't... you can't do anything she doesn't want you to do.
Yeah, I know, but then all she has to do is decide it's something that she didn't want me to do, whether I thought it was bad or not, and I'm done and I need a job.
Okay, so are you not going to talk to any women at work anymore for that reason?
Not unless it's strictly work related. No,
that's just the stupidest thing. We can still be friends and go to lunch. It's not like we're doing anything inappropriate. I think you're overstressed and thinking about this, like, in the wrong way.
No, because you won't lose job. It doesn't matter how it goes down or what is said. If the girl decides it's wrong, your job is gone. So, guys, honestly, we shouldn't even be having this call. Just one wrong word, mm-hmm, and you can be gone, and I don't want to roll those dice.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, that's a good call. 340-9595. Who's right, who's wrong?
Well, I wanted to say that I have a large issue with Will's gender stereotypes, and he's largely overreacting and primarily making a joke out of the, you know, new regulations and stance that we want professionals to take in the workplace. And assuming that only the man will be fired, you know, is really not acknowledging that what is...
Well, I don't think he's joking. I feel like he's really scared that
he's
going to lose his job.
Well, I just think that's ridiculous.
I totally agree. I mean, he just seems like he's paranoid. That's why he's acting this way, right?
Right. And then also that he's just, I mean, I guess he just doesn't have really any experience in the professional world.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. ever since this whole Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, who was the other one, Charlie Rose thing, I've stopped. I mean, no, I didn't. Women in the office didn't talk to me anyway.
I was like, what do you mean? Nobody talks to you?
Right. Right. Only Megan, and that's because she's paid to do it.
Yeah, I like have to.
But like if I walk down the hallway, I don't talk to any women. I don't need them. I don't need them like going to HR and complaining about me.
But that's not true.
What about men? Do you talk to men? That's okay. What if that, you know, I mean, I.
Well, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Very few people around here talk to me outside of this room. So, look, I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a benefit.
We need to start looking at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Mark got fired. Why? Was he sexually harassing someone? No, nobody liked him. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Marcy.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi, I'm calling to offer my opinion about the Will and Marissa situation.
Yeah, what'd you want to say about the Will and Marissa situation?
I'm sorry, I have to agree with Will.
You're agreeing? You don't have to apologize for that.
I think that, unfortunately, we have created an atmosphere of paranoia,
mm-hmm.
and people have just gone completely wacko to the other extreme, and I need my job, too, and it was a situation where I wouldn't want to put myself in jeopardy, and unfortunately today, all the women have to do is say something, and it's believed, and I'm not saying there isn't truth to the story,
yeah.
but the man has to watch out for himself, and I can't blame Will for the way he feels, and it's unfortunate.
But all he has to do is just, like, be normal. I mean, you just have to,
I realize be normal, but understand that literally all you would have to do is go to your boss and say, well, we were at lunch and Will said this.
Yeah.
And Will's job is gone. And Marissa, I don't know you, and I'm not saying you ever would. However, the way things are today, he has a right to be
paranoid.
Concerned.
Yeah.
And I guess paranoid is the word, maybe. And maybe, and it's really sad that our life has come.
Right. But, you know, fear is God's way of protecting us. For example, when you see an alligator running toward you, what do you do?
You're going to run the other way.
You're going to run the other way, right, because that's a natural inclination to protect yourself from getting eaten by an alligator. This is exactly the same.
Don't bring God into this.
Except
that's just actually your mind.
No, that's exactly
that
right.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's God is protecting you from the alligator and from losing your job.
Okay.
Mari from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, Mari. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think Will's being a little paranoid. But, I mean, if he is being so paranoid, they could both just go to HR and, you know, let them know that their relationship is strictly friendship. And then if, you know, Will get into a fight, then, you know, at least he has that blanket underneath him. Like, hey, we came in at this point and I was paranoid about the whole, you know, men and women being friends in the workplace thing. And
right.
we both signed a paper that this is just a friendship and nothing relationship.
I mean, come on, you have to sign a paper.
That makes it even more weird.
That seems sketch. Like you would be actually involved in that case.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have to register
your friends, that makes it look like they're banging.
Yeah. We just want to let you know that we're not banging.
We're not doing it. Wait, what?
Wait, so you are? No, we're not. We need that on record.
I know. It's so weird.
Okay, weirdos. WAP Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great, Scott. What do you want to say?
Great, Scott.
I'm gonna have to say that I kind of agree with Will. I understand where he's coming from. To be honest, I think he may be taking it a little to the extreme by not going out to lunch. Granted, I understand he needs to cover himself. I mean, if you're gonna go to lunch, I think it would be safe to go as like a group. But you know, when we live in a society where important people in high places are.
Yeah.
doing things like giving sex toys to coworkers and grabbing women by the end of the life.
Yeah, no, we get it, yeah.
Yeah. So
so you're saying there is a little bit of validity to his statement.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to it. I mean, men especially in the workplace.
I'm right there with you, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. By the way, word of advice to Scott and every other man, because, you know, the holiday season's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Santa gifts. Sex toys are bad. Go with like a gift card or something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
It's not obvious to some people. Matt Lauer didn't know.
Okay.
And if Matt Lauer didn't know, Jane from Arlington, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Jane?
I just wanted to say that when you have a job and somebody's paying you a salary, you go to work to work. You don't go to work to socialize. They both have been inappropriate in the past, and they're both wrong, and he's trying to clean up his act, and she should respect it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. So you're saying there's more to their relationship
than
meets
the eye. There has to be, or else she wouldn't be making such a big deal out of it, right?
Well, look, Marissa, a lot of people are saying Will may have a point that, you know, what if one day you do get mad and go to HR and say, he talks to me too much or he looks at me weird, and then all of a sudden he's out of a job.
Guys, do you being overly sensitive about this? I mean, we're just friends. It's not like he's locking me inside the door and doing inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, but all it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. If someone just gets angry, or I could just maybe rub you the wrong way one time. And you
no, don't rub her anyway.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's horrible. That's definitely a Matt Lauer problem.
But you know what I mean? It's like you may even like get mad and then cool down, but then it's too late. They already think that I'm a weirdo and I got to go.
Okay. All right. All right, hang on one second. You know what, Marissa, you may just want to give him some space. That may be the best. Are there other guys at work you could hang out with?
Yeah, but they're not as fun as Will. Yeah, but the other guys are creeps. They all say inappropriate things.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, so that's probably why you hang out with Will.
This was the Blown Off Replay on 95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.